produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
This program is brought to you by Josie's Inspiration Radio Network USA World, produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Network USA World. USA toll-free callers, 1-310-742-1858. Again, that's 1-310-742-1858.
Cause it's a new season. It's a new day. Yes, fresh anointing. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh, 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 oh. It's a season of power and prosperity. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
It's a new day.
Fresh anointing.
Fresh anointing.
It's flowing my way.
Flowing my way.
It's a season of power.
Hey, this is Jazira, your awesomely amazing hostess, and I want to welcome you to another episode of Awesomely Amazing. Tonight's episode is dedicated to my grandmother, Eartha Dilworth. She passed away on March 16th of this year. And so tonight's episode is about seasons, and it's a writing that I wrote about 10 years ago, back in 2009, in the anthology, Never Would Have Made It, A Testimony of What God Has Done in My Life. And there were some awesomely amazing authors who participated in that anthology as well. Those authors are Prophetess Tanya Blunt, Fran Briggs, Reginald E. Daniels, Deshar Harris, Josephine Crawford Hopkins, Celian Luster, L. Mercedes, Pastor Lachey J. Mitchell, Judah Myers, Demetra Reed, Yaskisha Rollins, and Dr. Intimacy Prophetess Lenine Hanaya. And so tonight we're going to be talking about seasons, and it's so appropriate to be talking about seasons as the weather is changing here in the Midwest where I live. And so we're going from one season to another, despite what the calendar says is spring. But we still kind of have that wintry feel going into early spring. And soon here we'll be seeing the leaves coming back and flowers blossoming. And so we'll be really into a new season. I remember years ago, my grandmother was sitting at the dining room table with her Bible, and she was reading, and she was reading from the book of Ecclesiastes, the third chapter, which is what I based this seasons on, this writing on. And so we'll get into that later on during the show. But as I said, that this chapter, Seasons, comes from the book Never Would Have Made It, A Testimony of What God Has Done in My Life. And that anthology is available on Amazon. I never would have made it without the love of God. When I reflect on God's goodness and mercy, one word comes to mind: awesome. You guys will notice I love the word awesome. Had it not been for His grace and mercy, I can truly say I wouldn't be here today. Several years ago, my friend Dawn made a statement that has stayed with me to this day. And she said that people come into your life for different reasons. Some stay for a season and others remain for seasons. That has come to my remembrance time and time again. When Don spoke those words, I found them to be so profound. I wondered why she was saying it at that time. But since that time, I've gone through, and I'm sure you have gone through as well, many seasons in my life. And you've probably gone through many seasons in your life. I've had to weather many storms during my journey. And so here I just like to read from you from the third chapter of Ecclesiastes, starting at verse 1 through verse 8. To everything there is a season and a time for every matter or purpose under heaven, a time to be born and a time to die. A time to plant and a time to pluck up what is planted. A time to kill and a time to heal. A time to break down and a time to build up. A time to weep and a time to laugh. A time to mourn and a time to dance. A time to cast away stones and a time to gather stones together. A time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing. A time to get and a time to lose. A time to keep and a time to cast away. A time to rend and a time to sow. A time to keep silence and a time to speak. A time to love and a time to hate. A time for war and a time for peace. Ecclesiastes chapter 3 verses 1 through 8. I'm sure that you can probably recall times in your life of despair. And I can recall those times too. Sometimes where you just, you know, whatever the situation is, you just cry. I don't know if you've ever experienced a time where you've just cried and cried and cried until your tear ducts wouldn't even produce any more tears. That's, as the old people say, some show enough crying. And I've had some of those times. I've had times where I just cried and cried and I cried myself to sleep. I spent time having a pity party. And when no one heard me, I know that God did. Hear my cry, O God, listen to my prayer. From the end of the earth, I call to thee when my heart is faint. Lead thou me to the rock that is higher than I, for thou art my refuge. Psalm 61 verses 1 through 3. God has brought me through so many different situations. He's preserved me when I didn't even want to be preserved. He's kept me when I didn't want to be kept. Sometimes life, honestly, can be disappointing. And sometimes you just kind of wish that you would just not have to deal with it, you know. And there's so many times when I just wish that, I just didn't have to be bothered. And sometimes, you know, we talk about days not being a good day and, you know, bad days. But any day that you wake up with breath in your body and, you know, you're able to get along with your day, it's a good day. This is the day which the Lord hath made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. Psalms 118, verse 24. And sometimes you just have to almost get gangster with yourself and determine and make a bold declaration that things are going to be different. You're going to take charge of it. Because see, you can take charge of life or life can take charge of you. And life shouldn't be running you. You should be running it. I will not die, but live and will proclaim what the Lord has done. The Lord has chastened me severely, but he has not given me over to death. Open for me the gates of righteousness. I will enter and give thanks to the Lord. This is the gate of the Lord through which the righteous may enter. I will give you thanks, for you have answered me. You have become my salvation. Psalm 118, verses 17 through 22. In life, sometimes you find yourself in some situations where deceit has occurred. People have lied to you, lied on you. Financial situations may not have been what you thought it would be or should be. And it seems like sometimes that season will never end. It just seems like it keeps going and going and you're like, oh. But I'm reminded of something my bishop, Bishop Kevin B. Wise Sr. said. Sometimes it's just a chapter in the book. It's not the whole story. You have to learn to encourage yourself. You can't go by what it looks like. He is so right. I could tell you about some of my storms. It would probably make me cry to sit here to tell it to you. You might even join me in crying. But that would just be magnifying the situation. I choose to magnify God. To those of you who are enduring a financial storm, meditate on these scriptures as the storm passes. But my God shall supply all your need according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. That's Philippians 4:19. And sometimes I just have to remind myself that. And sometimes as I'm paying bills and writing out checks and things like that, I'll say, but my God shall supply all of my need. I changed the your to my to make it more personal, according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. Sometimes the season of despair comes upon us. And sometimes I felt like during that season I was alone and nobody cared. However, I know that's not true. There are people in my life who care. But more importantly, I know that God cares. I love this scripture right here, which is Jeremiah 29:11. For I know the thoughts that I think towards you, saith the Lord. Thoughts of peace and not of evil, to give you an expected end. Beloved, I wish above all things that thou mayest prosper and be in health, even as thy soul prospereth. 3 John verse 2. Sometimes society makes us feel like we need to look a certain way. And sometimes you can go through that season where you may not feel comfortable in your body, with your body, with your self-image. That's just a trick of the enemy. I will praise you, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous. I love that. Marvelous are your works, and my soul knows very well. Psalms 139, verse 14. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God has prepared beforehand that we shall walk in them. Ephesians verse 2 and 10. Have you ever been through the season of fear, where you have that season where fear just comes in? And I've been through a season of fear where it gripped me so tightly. It stopped me from doing the things that I desired to do. See, fear can operate in many ways. You can conduct your normal day-to-day going on, but fear will stop you from going to another level. The enemy is okay with you going through your day-to-day operations, but if he could stagnate your growth and keep you in a season that you may not need to be in, you may need to be in another season, but fear will keep you stagnated. Fear is like a puddle of water after it rains. Sometimes it just lingers on the ground. There are puddles and it's just there. It's not really serving any purpose. So I think about the season of fear, and I think sometimes during that season, it was I wanted to go out and venture out and do new things and other things, but I was worried about this group of people that I don't even identify them one by one, but we call them, and I'm sure you've encountered this as well, they. It's a group of people, they, in quotation marks. What would they say? What will they think? See, and that's the way that fear operates. And fear is a natural emotion, but it shouldn't consume your life. It shouldn't halt you from moving forward. For God hath not given us the spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. 2 Timothy 1 and 7. And so as I get ready to close out our show for this evening, talking about seasons, I want to remind you, whatever circumstance, trial, or situation that you're facing, know that you can make it. God has brought me through some things that I thought was impossible. And he can bring you through those things that you think are impossible as well. He's not a respecter of person. With God, all things are possible. But Jesus beheld them and said unto them, with men, this is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. Matthew 19 and 26. I can do all things through Christ, which strengthened me. Philippians 4 and 13. So I hope that you have a great evening. I hope that you've enjoyed the show. And as always, I want to remind you that you are awesomely amazing.
Cause it's a new season. It's a new day. Yes, fresh anointing. I can feel it. It's flowing my way. Oh, 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 oh. It's a season of power. And prosperity, yes it is. It's a new season, and it's coming to me. Or if you believe that, lift your hands and say,
it's a new season.
It's a new day.
It's a new day.
Fresh anointing.
produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.
Are you ready? We are about to take flight with Travel Uncorked and your show host, Nicole V.
This week, I'm excited this Travel Thursday to be joined by Derek Struther with MSC Cruises. Hi, Derek.
Hi, how are you?
I am well. I am well. So are you ready to talk cruising?
Of course. All day, every day.
All day, every day. So most recently, I had an opportunity to cruise with you on MSC, and I was absolutely flabbergasted just how absolutely beautiful the ship was. So tell us about the
ship. Oh, you're so sweet.
It was gorgeous. Oh, my God. If you've never, ever cruised MSC, you will want to after today's interview. So, Derek, share with us a little bit about MSC, how you got started with MSC, what they offer. We're gonna dig deep a little bit today.
Well, let me first start off by saying it was a pleasure to have you on board that early December sailing. So it was great to see you. And, yes, so the Seaside, she is our, what we like to call our year-round Caribbean baby. So she, at the time that she sailed, she was actually just turned 1 year old. She came out December 2017. And as you notice that, you know, she is definitely unlike any other ship that we currently have floating out there at sea with her unique condo beach style design. So she was definitely built for warm weather, aka the Caribbean. So yes, we're glad you got to come on board with us. And a little bit about myself, I've been with MSC for almost 5 years. I came actually straight from college, so this is technically my first job, but I love the hospitality industry and so much more specifically, I love cruising, so it's definitely a joy to get to share my love of traveling with others. So thanks again for having me on. So,
oh, yeah, absolutely. And what a great job to have, right? Oh, man.
Yeah.
That's the perfect job.
Totally perfect.
Yeah, absolutely. So I want to know, MSC has, like I said, I mean, I was just blown away. I was absolutely blown away. I had no idea what to expect. You know, I was invited by Wanda, my friend, and I just didn't know what to expect. When I got on the ship, I was like, oh, my God, this is absolutely amazing. Definitely, if I can say so, you know, and not being funny or snubbing any of the other cruise lines, but I will say definitely luxury, and I absolutely enjoyed just being able to experience that. So what do our guests have in store? If they book with MSC for a cruise, what can they expect? Where can they expect to go? What kind of treatment can they expect? Kind of elaborate on that a little bit for us.
All right. Well, first of all, we love Wanda. Wanda's the best. So thank her. We need to thank her for getting you on board. But so, yes, with MSC Cruises, we have a lot going on right now. As I'm not sure if anyone knows, but as wave season is winding down, which is like the busy booking time for the travel industry, but as wave season winds down, we actually went and extended all of our current promotions until the end of May, and more importantly, our most popular promotion, which is called our All-In Free Drinks and Wi-Fi offer, which is available on all four of our Caribbean ships leaving from Miami, which is where you'll get an unlimited drink package and free Wi-Fi. So that one was extended. And then also I don't know if you know, I hope I mentioned it while you were aboard, but with the excitement that the MSC Maravilla is coming to New York City into the Caribbean, and we have an exclusive partnership with them, or we have an exclusive partnership with Cirque du Soleil at Sea, we just recently came out with another promotion that is actually on top of the all-in promotion. So included with your unlimited drinks and your free Wi-Fi, we're actually including a free Cirque du Soleil at Sea show and dinner package with your cruise. So we, we extended that to May as well. Or, you know, if you have any of your listeners or just the type of people that don't care what amenities they have, they just want to get up and go and just go enjoy a nice vacation, we do have our Escape to Sea promotion that we extended as well. So we do have a couple of different options for everyone to choose from depending on their desired vacation experience and what they want to go through during their time away.
That's awesome. So I know you mentioned the Caribbean, and most people, I think, when, you know, they think of cruising, they think of the Caribbean. But what are some other places that MSC actually sails to that are maybe not the norm?
Yeah, so MSC Cruises, we are actually a true global cruise line. So where most of the other companies may be based in America and headquarter based, so we are actually family-owned, and we are a Swiss-based company with over 300 years of seafaring experience with deep European roots. And MSC is also the world's largest privately-owned cruise line, and we're the brand market leader in Europe, so that gives us a little more leverage when it comes to itineraries. But to answer your question, though, we do have ships that sail year-round in the Mediterranean and the Caribbean. And we do have other itineraries that stop in locations such as North Europe, the Atlantic Ocean, South America, Southern Africa, China, Dubai, Abu Dhabi, and India. But, you know, if I could just sum it up all together, we do sail to practically 200 destinations around the world. So, and we are growing significantly in the North America market. And like I mentioned before, we will have four ships offering varying itineraries that do, that will leave from Miami at, by the end of this year. So pretty much wherever you want to go, you will most likely have a ship that either starts there or stops there as part of their itinerary.
That's amazing.
So,
that's amazing. So who is the ideal, or maybe not the ideal client, but who would be more likely to be attracted to an MSC cruise?
That's, that's a good question.
That might be a trick question. So,
no, I wouldn't say trick question.
A lot of people want to know if, go ahead.
Oh, no, you're fine. Go ahead, my dear.
I was just going to say, because, you know, a lot of people want to know, is it older crowd? Is it more party crowd? Are there families? Kind of what, you know, kind of what it's like, so.
Oh, no. So MSC is definitely great for any curious travelers who like to meet and interact with travelers from all over the world. Because I don't know if you know, but we do have, between our fleet of ships, we do host almost 192 different nationalities on board at a time.
Yeah.
Or I should say throughout the year. So if anyone who prefers to savor delicious, authentic Mediterranean cruise cuisine, because I'm a foodie myself, so, you know, I only go for the food.
Me too.
and, you know, MSC is also good for those sophisticated travelers who do enjoy the elegance of state-of-the-art ships with stylish and modern designs. And as you've seen, I and you can attest to this, that I believe we do have some of the most beautifully designed ships at sea right now. And MSC is also great for anyone that appreciates a unique enrichment and learning activities and enjoying a one-of-a-kind private island experience. Because I think when you were on our private island, wasn't available yet, but it's actually November 9th is finally the opening date, so we're very excited about our private island, Ocean Key.
Okay, yep. That'd be awesome.
Mm-hmm. And then lastly, you know, MSC is also great for families that enjoy learning opportunities and take advantage of a vacation as well as learning and growing together as a family. Of course, I can't forget about the folks that love world-class entertainment variety, from elaborate theater shows to opera and to also Broadway-style productions as well. So MSC is great for a couple of great for everybody. You know, there's not a person, I would say personally, that we don't cover. So
awesome. Yeah. Or I would say that too. You know, that was a quick little curveball I threw to you. But I want people to understand that MSC really caters to everybody. It really does. And I really got to see that. I met some families when I was actually on the cruise, and I will attest to the fact there are just about every nationality you can even imagine. You know, that was absolutely amazing, the diversity that was on that cruise ship. So I enjoyed that. But I do want to ask, or maybe you can give us a little sneak peek about Ocean Key and what it might offer.
Well, we're still slowly releasing information, but I can say it will be unlike any other private island out there right now. And like I said, we're trying not to call ours a private island, so we're actually calling ours a marine reserve, because we will have certain activities that will benefit the environment, because MSC is very environmental friendly, so we will have some of those activities. As well as, like I said, the island will be an extension of the ship.
Awesome.
So more details to come with that. And like I said, for all my foodies out there, you know, yes, Ocean Key is about 65 miles from Miami, so it is in the Bahamas. So if you want that authentic Bahamian cuisine, you will definitely find it on the island. So I'm very excited about that.
I'm really excited.
But like
excited
I said, more
here.
Information to come.
Yeah,
don't want to spoil it.
Like you kind of piqued my interest with that, because if it's an extension of MSC Cruise Lines in their ship, and oh my God, I can just imagine. I can only imagine what might be there,
yeah,
or how it might look. I know it's going to be fabulous.
And we will also have an outside amphitheater, so I'm very excited about that. And actually, MSC Maravilla, when she comes over from New York to New York, she'll actually be the first ship to stop there, as I said, on November 9th. So we're very, very excited about that. So
I need to be there.
It's been a long time coming.
Oh, my gosh.
I will make sure you're on the list. Yes.
Please do. I would love to be there for that. That would be amazing. Amazing. So if I'm a first-time cruiser, Derek, I'm just going to throw a scenario out there. What things would MSC offer for a first-time cruiser? What would they get out of that experience? I know the answer, but I just want you to share with our listeners.
Well, I just want to first say that absolutely, MSC Cruises is great for first-time cruisers. You know, what's more important is that whether you're a curious traveler who is looking to learn and discover something new on vacation, or both on board and at the destination they're visiting, if this describes the type of traveler that you are, then MSC Cruises will be great. But we do offer a couple of different programs to kind of get you guys hooked into MSC. We do have a status match loyalty, or a loyalty status match program, which I think ever since we released it, it's been definitely a positive for us, just to get, you know, new cruisers and people who cruise other brands or stay at other resorts to give us a try without kind of losing out on their benefits. So we do have that. And as a military child, I have both parents in the military, so we offer a great discount for military and civil service families and couples as well. So we have a lot to get the first-time cruiser to try us out, yeah.
I love it. I love it. I think if they got a glimpse of the decor and, you know, the great food that you all offer, the specialty dining was absolutely amazing. I really enjoyed the specialty dining. And we went to I can't remember the name of it, but it was kind of like the hibachi type of grill place. I absolutely loved it. It was so much fun. The staff was great. The food was absolutely amazing. And I put pictures out there, and a lot of people inquired about that. They was like, they have that on a cruise ship? And I was like, yes, you got to experience it. It was really good.
Yes.
I had a great time.
That's actually one of our partnerships. MSC Cruises is known for our partnerships, so whether it's with Lego or Samsung, but one of our celebrity partnerships, which that restaurant, the Teppanyaki Grill, is in conjunction with Roy Yamaguchi, who I'm sure you've probably heard of him.
Yes.
He has cookbooks out there. He has multiple restaurants. So we're definitely very fortunate to have that partnership. So he did come in, and for the Seaside class of ships, he did design two restaurants for us. So we have the Asian Market Kitchen and the Teppanyaki Grill, which you experienced. So
yes. Oh, my gosh. I still remember the experience. Like I said, the food was absolute. I mean, it was amazing. I had such a good time. I took such great pictures. I mean, the guy that did our food, it was just, he was the funniest guy. So they really took some time in, I would say, in preparation, the staff that they had there. I mean, we just really had a good time. It was a really good dining experience. And to me, that matters because I'm a foodie, too. So that really does matter.
I mean, food makes the world go round. So when you know your food is good, you're bound to have a great experience after that. So, and
oh,
yes,
absolutely.
The staff on board is definitely super amazing at their job. So we couldn't ask for a better staff to help us out with, you know, all our potential passengers on board. So,
well, Derek, I know that.
Kudos to them.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
Oh, sorry.
I know MSC is growing. MSC is growing and growing and growing, and I know there's some new ships that are coming in our way. I'm really excited about the growth of MSC Cruise Lines. Is there anything else that you can or you want to share with our listeners about the cruise line that may prompt them to say, hey, Nicole, get me booked on MSC Cruise, because I would really like to get some folks on there, and so they can have that same experience or maybe even a better experience than I had. I don't know if it can get any better because I had a great time. But maybe we can see about getting some folks on there. So what other things, what would prompt them to say, hey, this is my cruise line?
Well, that's actually a good segue into my next statement. I know most people may say, like, hey, you know, I've never heard of your cruise line. You know, are you new? Are you old? And you cater to other people. So MSC Cruises, we have, at least the cruise line, we have been around since the late 70s, and we're actually sister company to MSC Mediterranean Shipping Company, which is our cargo side, again, owned by the same family. So within our first 10 years of life, if you want to call it, our first ship, official ship, came out in 2003, the MSC Armenia, which is actually currently in Miami doing our Cuba itinerary. So she was our first ship all the way up to MSC Divina's class, which is our last class. And that was 12 ships within 10 years. And, you know, we're so invested in the cruising market, and we're so excited to have so many new and returning passengers back on board with us that we, for our next 10 years life, we actually announced that we're coming out with, oh gosh, I always lose track when I say this. I know that we had 3 ships come out within the last 2 years. We just released another ship, the MSC Bellissima, actually a month ago on March 1st. And her sister, wow, MSC Grandiosa, is coming out in November of this year. And we still have 17 more ships confirmed to come out by 2026. So we're,
oh my gosh,
pretty much doubling our fleet. And we're letting everybody know, hey, we're here to stay. You know, MSC is a great option for you and your family to come on board and try us out. So, yeah, we're definitely gonna be up there. So you'll if you haven't heard of us yet, you definitely will. So I definitely invite you guys to come out. So yeah, I definitely invite you guys to come up and try us out. But and also to answer the second part of your question. So I mentioned the loyalty status match already. So we do have that, and I apologize if I didn't really go into detail about that, but just quick little recap with the loyalty, we offer the industry's only, I should have started with that, the industry's only loyalty status match program. And we understand that cruisers may be a little hesitant to try a new brand, given the fact that they may have status with another club or program, or they're just used to a completely other brand. So with that program, what we're doing is we're taking the current loyalty level and matching it to ours, and matching it to our program, and we'll apply that new status to their current or upcoming booking with a discount, and then you'll actually get to earn on top of your new status that you just matched with. And you could just think of it as a way, as us saying thank you for trying us out. And again, I mentioned the military and civil service discount. So just to go in a little more detail about that, for any active or retired military member or families will be applicable for that discount. And civil service, which most people actually don't know that we offer discounts for that for, but that would include first responders, any government, state, or city employees, teachers, FedEx, UPS, postal service workers. So they will be entitled to that discount. And the one thing, like I said, I love about that program that we have, being a military child myself, under the civil service program, if anyone in the cabin has that discount and they're traveling with other cabins, so under the civil service discount, they're able to share their discount with up to three additional cabins as long as they're linked together, or under the military discount, if they're traveling with any other people, there's actually no limit to how many cabins they could travel with and to receive their discount. If that makes any sense. So I think that's a great program.
Oh,
and then and then for your luxury, you know, people that like to be pampered and do the whole yard, we do, and I think you were able to get a tour of it when you're aboard, but we do have our MSC Yacht Club Accommodations, which is our exclusive ship within a ship premium offering, which offers the butler service, unlimited drinks throughout the whole ship, the private dining, the private pool area, private lounge. And it's for, like I said, it's for the cruisers who just like a little exclusivity while they vacation. So we definitely have that. So those are just three things out of the many that definitely separate us from the rest, but I think they also make this great option to offer.
Oh, definitely make you,
you know, potential folks.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Well, Derek, I want to thank you for coming on to the Travel Uncorked radio show and sharing with us about Tennessee and all the great offers. You guys really have some great offers, and I'm really excited to hear that because I know that is going to prompt quite a few people that I know that work in government, FedEx, teachers, so on and so forth, to really give MSC a try. And that's really what we want to do, is expose them to all the different options that are out there. And I knew that this was a great option because I've experienced it myself. So I want to thank you again for being a part of the show. We appreciate you, and we look forward to seeing you very, very soon.
I appreciate you having me on, and everyone, make sure you call Nicole. Book your next cruise with MSC. Nicole will hook you up. So, yes.
I will.
I appreciate you having me on.
Thank you, Derek. You have a good evening.
You as well. Thank you so much. Have a great night. Bye.
Produced by Kayla Padgett on Finding My Way Radio Channel. Listen live on the Internet or by calling toll-free 1-347-850-8560 in the U.S. or for international callers, dial 1-888-201-5313. Toll-free USA, 1-347-850-8560. Toll-free international callers, 1-888-201-5313.